Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we are on page 17, reading the third paragraph and commenting just on that one paragraph. Today's readers are Roz R. for the 12 steps, Athena B. for the 12 traditions, Penny L. C., Robin P., and Tia S. The reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. meeting for Wednesday, April 3rd, is 12737. That's 12737. And the reference number for yesterday's meeting, Tuesday, April 2nd, at 10 a.m. is 12731. That's 12731. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. In order to have a quiet line, we'll ask everybody to press star 1 to mute your phone, please. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I'll now ask Roz R. to please read the 12 steps.
Can I be heard?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, great. Hi, this is Roz R., recovered in Florida. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me do service, and I pass.
Thank you, Roz R. And I'll now ask Athena B. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, everyone. This is Athena B., compulsive overeater recovered from Northern California, and these are our traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Thus, problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me do service, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Athena B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. On page 17 of There Is a Solution, we're reading just one paragraph, the third paragraph that begins with the tremendous fact for every one of us. And I'll ask Penny L.C. to please begin reading.
Thank you, Elaine, and thank you for your service. Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And this is the Big Book. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. We have a way out on which we can absolutely agree, and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. This is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. And in this paragraph, this is the first time we are told there is a common solution. Here, you know, we've heard about needing to take action, and now it's going to be outlined to us, the action that we need to take. And the, you know, it refers to the problem. We have that common problem. We all have the addiction of compulsive eating, and we all have the solution. And what is the solution? It's outlined in these pages. And it refers to a process that's going to take us to a whole new way of living and thinking, believing, and operating. And how do we get there? It's the we of the program. If you notice in this short paragraph, there are three we's used because it's a together operation. I was speaking to a newcomer recently, and they were sharing with me how they've read the book, how they've studied it, and they're still struggling. But when they were sharing with me, they didn't indicate that they had tried to use these pages with support, that they had done it on their own. And in that way, they weren't able to find the solution. It's a we program, it's a we solution, because we all need to be guided together to find our path to our spiritual guide. Therein lies the real solution. It's when we are able to break free from our addiction, put the food down, release the mental obsession that our higher power will release us from, and turn our will and our lives over, trusting and relying. And we do it together. There's the power behind the power. Our higher power is the power, but we have power that we can do together. We can join hands and work this program in common bond, in common unity, and find that common solution to our common problem. What a blessing it is. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Penny Elsie. Who else would like to comment on this this powerful paragraph today?
Bruce in Florida.
Bruce?
Pia
Bruce
S.
E.
in Florida.
Pia S.
Kathleen O.
Terry S.
Kathleen O. and somebody S.
Terry A. H.
I heard Terry A. H. And was there another Terry?
Terry with a C, yes, thanks.
Oh, Terry, thank you.
Rowena K.
Oh, I'm sorry, two people came in at once.
Patty T.
Paula T. and one more.
Rowena K.
Rowena K. What a great lineup. Thank you so much. Bruce, I'll ask for the first initial of your last name when you share in just a moment, followed by Pia S., Kathleen O., Terry A. H., Carrie S., Paula T., and Rowena K. So please go ahead, Bruce, and please give us the first initial of your last name.
Sure. Well, Bruce E., down in Florida, recovering in Florida, and have discovered a common solution. We have a way out. And when I read that and heard that, I said, oh, I got to comment on that, because I've heard, I think it was either rehab centers or meetings or organization, you know, and they're called the way out, you know. And this must be where, if it's in recovery, if it's in 12-step stuff, it must be that they're referring to this, a way out. And absolutely, man, this is the way out. This book and this program and sharing with each other like this and talking about this common solution, we sure do have a common solution and a way out. And I was stuck in this for years, in the addiction of the way in. You know, I was stuck in. And now I got the way out. And so I got a way out on, I met a woman 51 years ago and we had a relationship and I thought she had an abortion. So I get a call from my nephew on Sunday night and he said, somebody's trying to get a hold of you. She said that she's your daughter and your father and named your name and where you're from and so forth. And here's the number, you can call her. I called her, it's my daughter. And so I never knew that. And so I found the way out. And see, God had the way out on that one. And this is the way I got found the way out of the food. I was stuck in the food. I was stuck in this rut of the only thing I could do was eat. And with all this shame and guilt and everything, no wonder I was eating over everything. And so the way out is this program. Put down the food first. Had to put down the alcoholic food first. I had to do that. Get a sponsor. Work through these steps. Read this book. Work this step. Work this like my hair was on fire. And bang, the way out comes. And that's the common solution. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce, and congratulations on being a dad. So up next is Pia S., and she'll be followed by Kathleen O. Please go ahead, Pia.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you for your service. And now I feel really moved after that share. Yes, there is a solution. There is a way out of this misery. And yeah, there's a common solution. It can work for a compulsive overeater like me as well, not only for alcoholics. And as long as I follow the steps and I share my experience, you know, I can't lecture, and I don't do well with lecture either. I don't want to listen to anyone that is lecturing me. So I followed this path that a sponsor showed me, and this path is actually a broad highway now. I mean, thousands of addicts have recovered. So I just encourage everyone that is struggling to get on this highway, and you will be helped along the way. You know, we are all sharing on each other here. And I use my self-will or my willpower to follow the steps so I would get access to a power that was greater than myself. And I call this ultimate energy source for God. And God can be accessed all day, as long as I'm conscious. You know, all my conscious hours, I can access this power through prayer and meditation. And now it gives me comfort, joy, love, and peace. And I used to go to the food for that. I constantly went to this dry well to seek nourishment that I never got. I used to feel so, you know, fat, and I was lonely, and I felt useless. And now I appreciate my body, and I can be of use to God and to my fellows. And of course I have days now that are difficult. I mean, there are always challenges when you're on this planet. I mean, I have a child, I have a husband, I have family, friends. I'm out there in the world, and there's always something going on. But the days that I have now, when I have God and the steps to help me, are so much better. So I'm just encouraging everyone that is out there that is struggling, get on this common solution, because it's definitely a way out. It really worked for me, and I am not anything special. So. Thanks, Elaine. Thanks for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Pia S. Kathleen O, you're up next, and you'll be followed by Terry A.H.
Good morning, Elaine. So nice to hear your sweet voice on the line. Thank you for moderating this morning. So this is Kathleen O, recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California. And this common solution, it's like, oh, finally, an answer to this puzzle of why I could never stop eating. And when the times would happen when I would white knuckle it and do it, I couldn't stay stopped. So, you know, I came in with the problem of the food and the weight, but it turns out the problem is I have this allergy, and I needed to realize that was never, ever going to change. And the larger aspect was the obsession of the mind, you know, that it's okay to go back to the food. So, you know, we're supported by this fellowship, and the solution is getting the power greater than ourselves and doing these steps. I mean, these steps work. And if they didn't, there wouldn't be millions of people working them with their addictions, and this book wouldn't still be around after almost 100 years. So clearly, it does work. And, you know, there is a solution. It's one solution. It's a way of resolving our difficulty. And, you know, yesterday when I went to get gas, I went in to pay, and there's, you know, the right in front of the cash registers, there's this, all this Easter stuff. And it's so amazing, because I never in my wildest dreams thought I would even forget that it was Easter half the time, and all that stuff, all the, you know, candy and everything that goes along with it. I don't really forget it's Easter, but I forget the food that went with it. And when I was a kid, I ate my entire Easter basket the first day, and then I'd steal candy from my friends' Easter baskets. And the miracle is I look at that stuff, and it absolutely has not one iota of charge on it. I don't want it. I mean, you couldn't pay me to eat it. And you know, it came from working these steps. And, you know, I mean, we do have a way in which we can absolutely agree. This book is still going strong. Vision continues to grow. I mean, if it didn't work, there wouldn't be over, what, I think there's over 4,000 people on the phone list, and hundreds of people on these calls every day. So I am so grateful. And for those of you who are new, there is a solution. We all agree on it, and you will too if you just try it, because it really does work. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kathleen O. Terry A.H., you're up next, followed by Carrie S. Hi, Terry.
Good morning, Elaine. Good morning, everyone. My name's Terry A.H. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Maine, and this is one of my favorite paragraphs. It says, the tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. And I love this paragraph because it's like, can you imagine what it would be like if we all had a common problem? We just share the common problem and no common solution. We definitely would go our own ways and continue to die. So I had to really ask myself.
Pizza Hut, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken and Pizza Hut, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Questions. I had to really ask myself the questions. Was I just as hopeless as Bill? And when I say that, when, you know, we talk about the hopelessness of Bill, you know, it's one who wants to stop but can't. And I also had to ask myself, have I ever tried, you know, have I tried everything I can to think of to regain control of my eating? And have I exhausted every human resources available to me? And, you know, what real hope do I have that I will be able to recover on my own? And so this book is the treasure map, and it's going to give me 12 golden nuggets. That is the 12 steps that is going to get me to the real treasure, which is a relationship with God. So I have to ask myself today, am I going to get off the Titanic and get into the lifeboat of the 12 steps and to form this relationship with a power greater than myself? And today, I choose to get in the lifeboat. So thanks for letting me share. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Terry H. Carrie S., you're up next. You'll be followed by Paula T. Please go ahead, Carrie.
Thanks, Elaine. Good morning. This is Carrie S., recovered in Golden, Colorado, and so grateful to be in the sunlight of the Spirit and that we absolutely agree upon and join in brotherly and harmonious action. So I liked what I heard that a member share, that she refers to her higher power as ultimate energy source, and that this book is so open to all of the various ways that we can connect and with our conscious contact, our employer, the spirit of the universe, the sunlight of the Spirit, divine love or light. And so I'm grateful today to have this neutrality around the food because of my higher power, this ultimate energy source, and that the book is so open to us creating whatever that looks like, that we are offered this opportunity to grow that connection, our understanding of our higher power. And I've been taught that there are two powers. There's our vital spiritual experience, our conscious contact, and that there's the fellowship, that we have this brotherly and sisterly harmonious fellowship amongst us, that there is this way out. And that I must insist that I show newcomers this page, that we have this common language, this language of the heart that we can speak. And so I'm just honored this morning to be connected with a member who, in her own terms, said, you know, I had to go out for a little while. But if you're one of those people that goes out, and I have myself, guess what? There's always a door that's open for you to come back. Because we do have a solution, and it is a we program, and I can't do it by myself. So if you have been out and confused and with the four horsemen, the bedevilments in your life, please reach out. Know that you can call somebody and get out of that pain and that misery, because I've been there. I know what it's like, and there is a solution. So thanks, Elaine. With that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Carrie S. Paula T., please share, and you'll be followed by Rowena K. Paula T.?
Is it possible it was Patty T?
Oh, it's very possible it's Patty T. Yes, please go ahead, Patty, and please forgive my error.
No problem. Hi, everybody. It's Patty T from Southern California, recovered today by the grace of God. I've been so touched by every single share on this tiny little paragraph. It's just six lines long, and it's so powerful. A common solution. And the thing is, we can absolutely agree and join in brotherly and harmonious action. You know, when I grew up, the thing I really wanted more than anything was for all my family to agree on something. I lived in a lot of disharmony. I lived in a lot of retaliatory behavior. I lived in an ism household, right? And I kept thinking that the solution to that was if we could all think alike, if we could just all think alike and agree with each other, right, on everything, that would bring harmony to my life, and then I would be happy. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, all human beings are individuals and we're all different. But as different as we all are in this program, we all have a common solution. I found that I don't have to think like you. I get to have my own way of thinking, but it's based in these steps, and it's based in these spiritual practices that we do every day, and it's based in finding a deeper connection to my higher power. And if I'm doing that, I can live in brotherly and harmonious action. It's just amazing to me. It's like my childhood dream has come true. That's what I found here. So anyway, that's really all I have, and I'm so grateful. Thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Patty T, and thanks again for grace with your name. Rowena K will be up next, and after she shares, we're going to open the line for more people to share. We're commenting on just one paragraph at the bottom of page 17, and there is a solution, beginning with the tremendous fact for each and every one of us. So, Rowena K, please go ahead. Are you there, Rowena?
Hi, this is Rowena K from the United Kingdom, compulsive overeater. What I get out of this paragraph is some encouragement, actually, because it says it's a common solution that works. The great news, you know, is that this book carries to those a solution who suffer from alcoholism. And I only have to think about how many other people have become abstinent. That reminds me that this can work for me too. And the other word that strikes me is the word common, because I think he's referring to the solution in the sense that it's a common solution, as in, first of all, it's free. It's readily available to people as long as, you know, you've heard about it. It's an everyday thing that becomes part of life. It's common, as opposed to solutions, you know, that you have to pay for, like exercise programs or weight loss programs. So I think that's why he says it's a common solution. And it's common because it's accessible to anybody who wants it. My solution today is that I put this program first, I prioritize it. And even though it's a common solution, it's extraordinary in what it does. So, yeah, not that I want to undermine or, you know, dismiss how extraordinary this program is, even if it is common. So I have to put my program first. I have to do meetings like this before I do other things. You know, before I would sort of try to arrange life, you know, the program around life, but now it's the other way around. And it's not that hard to do, you know, as long as I've done what I need to do to stay abstinent for today, then I'm okay. And I also like the harmonious part, because what I love about the 12 steps is that it is harmonious, because it's not attached to any particular religion. I grew up, learning that I was different, that our family was different from other people because we had a different religion, you know, and that was a huge divide. I also learned that the world was a bad place, you know, that most people couldn't be trusted. And that's changing as I'm getting more abstinent and recovered. I mean, not more abstinent. I am entirely abstinent, but what I mean is spiritually and, yes, emotionally abstinent. And I think that's about all I want to share. Thank you. Pass.
Thank you very much, Rowena Kay. Okay, well, let's open the line to some more people who'd like to share.
Beatrice O. Kaylee R.
Kaylee R.
Sherry KB.
Sherry KB.
Penny C.
Penny C.
Karen W.
Karen W. And one more I think we have time for.
Jenna G.
Jenna G. What's that?
Tara.
Oh, Tara G.
Clara G. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And actually, yeah, Clara G. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. So we've got Beatrice O, Kaylee R, Sherry KB, Penny C, Karen W, and if there's time, Clara G as well. So Beatrice O, please go ahead.
Okay. This is Beatrice O. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can, Beatrice. Beatrice?
Sorry about that. Okay. Okay, so this is Beatrice from Northern California. And the line that I used to struggle with is, you know, we had to absolutely agree. And for me to agree, I had to believe. And then more about alcoholism, it says, you know, most of us had been unwilling to admit that we were real alcoholics. No person likes to think he is bodily and mentally different from his fellows. So for me, I didn't want to believe. I mean, I believe, but not 100%. I was maybe 80%. And, you know, and then, you know, this book would tell me, you know, go try some controlled eating. And even though I had proof that I was gaining and losing weight and gaining and losing weight, it wasn't proof enough because I thought that I can control my eating. And I did that for several years in this program, you know, relapsing and starting again. And then in How It Works, it says, rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. So I used to, and then it goes on, constitutionally incapable of being honest with myself. And I kept thinking that I couldn't be honest. And that's why I wasn't abstinent, or I couldn't stay abstinent. And so I became a chronic relapser, gaining and losing weight. So I had to believe before I could agree. And the thing that confused me is, for myself, I can't have flour, sugar, and there's a lot of trigger foods or red light foods that I cannot have. I believe it. I know we have a disease. It's been proven to me, and not through my weight loss, but through the medical profession. I have a disease, and I can't have these substances. And until I was able to believe, I couldn't agree. And not everybody is the same kind of, you know, some people can have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and they're okay with it. And I'll end with this. The other lie that I believed is I thought that if I was spiritual enough, that God would put his hand on me and I would be free from compulsive overeating. And I didn't realize that I had to put down these substances for
just
good.
Just a reminder.
Okay, so thank you very much. Thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you very much, Beatrice O. Kaylee R., you'll be up next, followed by Sherry KB. Please go ahead, Kaylee. Kaylee R.
Hi, this is Kaylee R. Can I be heard?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, great. Hi, it's Kaylee R., recovered in Northern California. I'm so grateful for all the shares this morning so far. I got to hear some really close friends as well as some people I don't know. So it's been a great morning so far. Anyway, I just wanted to, you know, talk about this paragraph and also the title of the chapter, There is a Solution. Like, how many different diet plans did I try and none of them worked for me, yet they would work for other people, and I didn't understand why it wasn't going to work for me or why they didn't work for me when I would try so hard. I'd put all my willpower, so to speak, into doing this, and I just couldn't stay away from the food, and I didn't know why. But this title says there is a solution, like just one. There's a solution for us, and that it's a common solution, right, in this paragraph. I also love that it says we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. I also struggled in those other programs because I didn't have any sense of accountability or any fellowship to go along with it. In this program, I can call my fellows and say, you know, I'm having a hard time, or, you know, I need to do a 10-step. And I can talk about all these problems, and I can be 100% honest with you because I know that you could call me and do the same. And we trust each other, and we have this great program with the term anonymity in it, because it allows us to be 100% honest and know that we're not going to take what somebody says to us, you know, somewhere else or in public or whatever. And I think that's what helps build the brotherly fellowship that we have in this program, or for me, sisterly. I'm just so grateful that I found this solution that works for me, for my compulsive overeating. I was crazy around food and I could not stop no matter what. And I didn't understand why all those diet programs didn't work for me, yet they would work for my mom, who's not one of us, and work for friends. And I'm just so, so grateful for all the fellows in this room and everybody on the line today and everybody who makes this meeting happen, because without you, I wouldn't be recovered right now. Book is how I got recovered, and this is how we can stay recovered, is working, reading this book and sharing with others and working with newcomers or getting other people recovered, right? That's why we're here. So I'm just very, very grateful, and with that, I pass. Thanks.
Yes, and ditto that, Kaylee. Thank you to everybody who does service and shares on this line. This is such a community to build and stay recovered. Sherry KB, you're up next, followed by Penny C. Please go ahead, Sherry.
Good morning, Elaine. Good morning, everybody. Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered compulsive overeater. So glad to hear you on the line, Elaine, and so glad for service and everybody on the line, and welcome newcomers. And isn't it nice to be in the solution? I love this. You know, these are powerful words, tremendous, common solution, brotherly, and I want to say in sisterly, harmonious action. And there's great news here for us that carries a lot of depth and weight. And there's a way out. And that is wonderful to me. That is great news, because when I was doing it on my own, I never had a way out. I thought I did. I was kind of like, you know, we've been talking about shipwrecks. Well, I was a shipwreck. So, you know, I got into this work and doing it. And even though physically on the outside I looked like I was fine, there was a lot going on the inside that I, you know, was not matching what was looking like on the outside. And so for me, I knew something was missing, a hole in my soul. And so I, you know, what I love is that it's talking about us, we, you know, together. Like, to me it means me and another person working this program together, going through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous and doing the step work, and the common solution are the steps. And we also, to me, includes my higher power. I can't do this without my higher power. And I was always trying to do it without my higher power's help. And I never am alone again, not only because of the fellows, but my higher power. And I know that full reliance needs to be on my higher power. And that is the tremendous fact for me, that I was trying to do this by myself, and I no longer need to do it by myself, and I don't want to anymore. And the fact that there is a solution here, because before I wasn't guaranteed anything, but I'm guaranteed if I walk if I work these steps and I put the alcoholic foods down first and then work these steps, I'll be able to recover and stay recovered. And that's what's so amazing to me. And just want to say on the sideline is that, you know, this book was originally supposed to be called A Way Out. And I'm so glad it was called Alcoholics Anonymous and referred to as the Big Book. I know that this is great news because it carries amazing recovery for people who are suffering from compulsive overeating. And you can too if you join us and, you know, get on board and get a step guide and get into the work and get into the steps. Put your food down first because we have a solution and we're all here to help. And you're not alone anymore. And I pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry. Great invitation. Penny C., you're up next, followed by Karen W.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm Penny C., recovered compulsive overeater from the Boston area. Oh, gosh, this paragraph, like just about every other paragraph in the book, really speaks to me. The words, as a lot of people have mentioned this morning, the way out. You know, we have a way out. When I first started studying the book and doing the steps, I came across the word bondage a few times. And I thought, oh, come on now, you're being so dramatic, bondage. You know, so I weigh a little bit too much and I eat a little bit too much. And my life is unmanageable, but bondage, that's slavery. You know, I'm not enslaved in any way here. But as I did the steps and talked about the steps with sponsors and other people, I realized that that's exactly what this disease is like. It had me enslaved to food, enslaved to my own self-centeredness, and blocking all those things, blocking my relationship with my higher power, who is God. It was such a awakening for me to realize all of that. So now when I read the word bondage, I say, yes, you know, relieve me of the bondage of self so that I may better do thy will. It's just a wonderful way for me to think, and it leads me to living in a way that I'm useful to God and my fellows. You know, we do have a solution, that's for sure. You know, I was once on a train coming home from Chicago, and everyone on the train was going straight through to Boston. And we realized that we were coming into a blizzard, and we were sharing the common problem. But once we got to Boston, we all separated, and we never found out what our solution was to getting home. But here we have the answer, and so with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Penny C. Karen W., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Clara G.
Hi, this is Karen W., compulsive overeater in Austin, Texas. And I believe that we're, you know, all alike in the fact that we soothe, or I'm going to speak for myself, in the fact that I soothe myself with an unhealthy relationship with food. Trying to handle life on life's terms. And this program has magnificently provided a healing from this. And to me, that is tremendous. And it is a way out. There's just things that I have to do. I have to engulf this program. But it's great news. And we walk on this journey together. To me, this program is the nourishment that I've been craving all my life, and it's the opposite of addiction. I've heard is connection, and to me, that's connection with my fellows, connection with God, first and foremost. Food was my master. Food was my master, and my go-to when things got uncomfortable, which is pretty much every day, you know. I as an addict, I have a nervous disposition. I get anxiety, I get depression, I get all those kinds of things. And food was my soother for those. And it no longer has to be that way in my life. And I'm so grateful. I had a job that I was working and it didn't work out. And so now I'm at home and I'm just participating and in wanting to kind of gut my life right now and have a spiritual practice of being on this meeting every day and going word by word and step by step with you guys at this time of the day. And it's a real blessing for sure that I can do this after just years and years of a lot of you know, work and just like a lot of it's hard to find time, you know, to do everything that I wanted to do. So I'm really grateful. And thank you so much for your service. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much, Karen W. And Clara G., you're up next. You'll be our last share for today.
Thank you. I'm Clara G. I'm from Wisconsin. I'm a compulsive overeater. And what I love about what it says in this paragraph is that how we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. I was not in harmonious action with anybody, really. You know, my family, my friends, people I knew, my neighbors. You know, I always had a problem, a resentment, something, and a lot to work on step four. And so I didn't know how to get along with people, really. I came to learn here. And I think that the way that I learned was by, you know, what was told to me, that to speak in I person, you know, to share my experience, my strength, and my hope, to not give advice, especially if it was not even requested, then not to get in controversy, but to accept people's differences, differences in food plan, differences in ways about going, working the steps or not working the steps or how they work the program. And I think that the traditions also are an amazing way of guide for us to be able to have a brotherly and harmonious group. And so what I have learned here in program, I have been able to take to my family, to my friends, to my neighborhood, to everything in my life. But it's been amazing, and I'm still learning, and I'm still making mistakes. But I get, you know, to correct them easily when I do a 10-step, because usually it starts with a resentment, because I can see the defect in the other person much easier than I can see on my own. But when I do step 10, it goes back to the question of my defects. Where were my defects? And so then I can correct. Well, I gave advice, you know, and nobody was asking me or something, you know. But I am truly very grateful to be in this beautiful brotherhood and a harmonious fellowship. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Clara G., and everybody who has shared. A fabulous meeting. Thank you so much. We'll now transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Robin P. please read A Vision for You?
Hi, this is Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Vero Beach, Florida. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of the past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Thank you very much, Robin P.